Bell Hospital and their Blizzard Ball, Walter.
That's right. We're joined in the studio this morning, Marie Peasley, who is a marketing associate with Bell Hospital. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And let's get right to it. What's coming up? And it's a little bit different this year, but certainly something for folks to come out. Tell us what's happening.
Well, this Saturday at Bell Hospital, we are having our Blizzard Ball. It's from 7 to 11 p.m., and it's a fundraiser for our new ambulance equipment.
And how does it work? People just show up, buy a ticket, that kind of thing?
Well, you can call the Bell Foundation at 485-2699 and purchase your tickets. They are $75 a piece. You can also go to bellhospital.org and purchase your tickets online there as well.
Now, some people might go, $75. Well, you're going to get your money's worth because, like you said, it's a full night. What's going to happen
on
that Saturday?
It is a full night. We have entertainment going on all night. We have Voices in Motion from Westwood, Hematites in Harmony from Ishpeming High School performing. We also have the Flying Martini Brothers in Black Pearl coming out, and we have fabulous hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. We are serving beer and wine, and there will be a cash bar as well, and we are also having a very really cool silent auction this year as well.
What are some of those items? Is there a theme to the auction, or is it just kind of a widespread, here's what we got and start bidding?
That's kind of what we decided. Let's just go with what we can get. We have quite a few things. We have a John Volker and an Anatomy of a Murder commemorative basket that was put together by our auxiliary. We have a football signed by Jay Feely, who's the kicker for the New York Jets.
Who made a clutch one yesterday, by the way. So there's more value on that football.
We have items from Richardson Jewelers, and they'll also be there doing green cleanings as well. We have season NMU hockey tickets, Nationwide in the Nextel Cup race. I think that's a NASCAR race. Mm-hmm. And we have 6 tickets for that. Dinner for 8, catered by Elizabeth's. We have a framed photograph by Phyllis Wong of Black River Falls right after the fire. It's actually a really cool picture. I'll probably bid on it, actually. We have tickets for 1 preseason Packer game. We have a Bell Foundation golf outing sponsorship, dinner at the Landmark, and limousine service and dinner as well.
Now, is this taking place at the hospital itself?
Yep, at the hospital. We actually will take the lobby and the cafeteria and everything through our medical office building, which is where all our clinics are housed, which is not in operation over the weekend, and we will have the party all through that space.
So it's also kind of loosely an opportunity to, for some people that haven't been in, to maybe show off a little bit. It's not a full tour, obviously, but
right.
It gives folks an idea what the still new facility is all about.
Right. If you haven't seen the new hospital, this is a great opportunity to come out and see it. We like to showcase it whenever we can. So whenever we can get people to come out and see the hospital, we try to do that as well.
And we talked about this as an event that, you have a lot of opportunities for good fun here, but everything, but there's an underlying reason, and that is for the raising of funds. And those are specifically going for what?
New cardiac monitors and defibrillators for our ambulances.
For those that don't know, Marie, the foundation is exactly what? There's a mission there that people need to know about.
It's really just to further the Bell Hospital mission to improve the lives of everybody we touch at Bell Hospital through raising funds, essentially, for different programs, like some things that we're raising money for right now, the new ambulance mm-hmm. equipment, mm-hmm. our fitness trail that we're building around the hospital right now. Those are just a few of the things that we're working on.
If memory serves correct, the foundation really was kind of put together with the new facility.
It really was. We really started over again with the foundation, with the capital campaign to build the new hospital. But now we're seeing the benefit of it, and we just keep going with it.
Well, it's also a good opportunity for folks in the community to help out with the hospital because, fortunately or unfortunately, it may be something that they need the services of and try to make it as good as possible. What kind of response have you seen from the community over the last couple of years?
With our capital campaign, the response was very positive. With the local community, we were able to raise about $7 million, which is, for a community the size of Ishpeming, it's almost unheard of. So the outpouring of support has been really amazing.
Well, I mean, it all goes back to the whole Bell Baby thing. I mean, how many of those Bell Babies said, okay, no problem.
Absolutely.
And there is a tie. There's a unique tie
there
to Bell in the western part of Marquette
County. There is. There's a great sense of pride with Bell Hospital and the people of the West End community.
Now, this event that's coming up here this weekend, again, benefits the hospital in a lot of different ways. You're talking equipment for the ambulances that go out and about. And folks, if they'd like to be a part of this, this is a great way to really kind of tie themselves back in with the hospital.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yep.
Now, the event itself is exactly what? For those that weren't with us a couple of moments ago, the Blizzard Ball is coming up here this weekend, and what's going to happen for folks?
Well, the Blizzard Ball is a black tie optional affair happening this Saturday at Bell Hospital from 7 to 11 p.m. It's a fundraiser for new cardiac monitors and defibrillators for our ambulances. And it's a great night for entertainment, having some cocktails with friends, listening to some really good music. And, you know, there's a silent auction as well.
Well, we ran through some of those items here early. When you say black tie optional, if folks want to dress to the nines, by all means.
Absolutely.
You still want them to kind of gussy up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. But don't feel like you have to wear a tux. There will be some people there in tuxes, but, you know, you don't have to go that far if you don't want to.
It starts when, and how do people find out more?
It starts at 7 p.m. on Saturday. To find out more, they can call the Bell Foundation at 485-2699, or they can visit us online at bellhospital.org.